lugar para presentar nuestras alabanzas al Rey Jesucristo, nuestro Salvador. Amén. ¿Cuánto creen eso? Amén, sister. Amén. Sister Elsa agrees. Bueno, vamos a Spanish Express y puede entender que estoy hablando. Amén. Praise the Lord. Amén. All right. Vamos a alabar al Señor. Let's praise the Lord, shall we? Amen. Sometimes I get stuck in the wrong language, but anyway. Amen. We'll get back to what we all understand. Amen. And we'll praise the Lord in English or in English. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bueno, let's go to the book of Psalm. Psalm 47, verse 1. Psalm verse 47, verse 1 said, "Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved." Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing your praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God setteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of God. Of Abraham. Amen. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to preach today on the subject purpose in our praise. Amen. We ought to have some purpose in our praise. Amen. There ought to be a reason for our praise. Amen. So we're going to learn about the purpose in our praises. God bless you. May be seated. Thank you for being here today. Good to see you. God bless you. To all of our friends and guests, thank you for making the effort to be here this morning. Amen. And we invite you to be here again tonight. Let's worship the Lord together. Amen. If you can get to Canton, that's an added blessing. Praise the Lord. We believe in church around here. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. So we believe in having church around here. And if we get together, we might as well have church, shouldn't we? Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Psalm. We call them Psalms. The book of Psalms. The Hebrew word for Psalm is praise. So it's literally the book of praises. The Greek word that is translated Psalm means to pluck or to twang. Amen. It has to do with the playing of an instrument. So it indicates then that we sing praises, and we may sing praises with instruments also. Amen. So we come today with a purpose always, and that is to praise the Lord. Amen. That's the purpose of our being here, is that God can be praised. Is he worthy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing today that God loves to hear praise from his people? It's a great mystery. Someone asked one of the great theologians, they said, of all the great doctrines of the Bible, which do you find to be the deepest? He said, well, let me think a moment. He said, well, it's this. He said, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. He said, of all the things in the Bible, the deepest thing for me is to understand why God would love somebody like me. And I think I'm in agreement with him today. It's not easy to understand why God loves us. I suppose it's what love is. Amen. I look at the things that people love and it boggles the imagination sometimes. Amen. Isn't that right? I've used the illustration before of a baby. Why in the world people would love a baby? It defies logic and reason. It really does. You look at, if you've ever looked at a baby, they come They need ironing as soon as they get out of the womb. They're all wrinkled up and red. And they're saying, oh, how cute, how beautiful. Thinking, huh? Amen. It takes them a few days to kind of, you know, get the wrinkles out. And they're all squashed and lopsided. And everybody's hooing and ahhing. And if you were an outsider, you'd think, you know, you don't dare say this. Amen. Don't ever say this. Amen. But you know, it's why is it beautiful? Because beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Amen. And the parents are looking at that little wrinkled prune and they're saying, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that gorgeous? Isn't that the most beautiful thing you've ever seen? And it's the most selfish thing you've ever seen. It screams and cries. It don't care whether you sleep or not. It don't care whether you eat or not. It don't care anything about you at all. That's right. I'm just telling the truth now, folks. You can egg me after church, but I'm telling you the truth. Babies are the most selfish things on the face of the earth. That's right. And you're trying to sleep, and they're crying and screaming and carrying on. Their face is red, and you're kitchy-cooing and gooing and ahhing and ooing, and they're just their arms are swinging, their legs are kicking, their face is red, their mouth is open wide, and they are mad at the whole stinking world. And you love that thing. How can you love that thing? It's a mystery. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. If it's somebody else's kid, you know what you're doing, don't you? You may not say it, but inside you're saying, I wish you'd make that thing shut up. It's getting on my nerves. Right? So just be honest. You know what I'm talking about here. Yeah. Amen. Other kids are brats. Yours are high strung. Amen. Other kids are stubborn. Yours are merely willful. Amen. Isn't that right? It's amazing that we see these little creatures. But what makes us love them? It's a mystery. That's what love is. It's after our kind, and it bears our name, and our blood is in its veins, and we gave life to it, and we love that little creature more than life itself. We'd literally lay down our life for that little ball of furious humanity because we love that baby. Amen. And now, that's the closest I can come to understanding why God loves human beings. Even when we are so far from God, and in our anger, and in our rebellion, and in our ignorance, and we're so far, and yet God still loves us. And yet, to understand, as a parent, I understand this today. That little child grows up, you know, and they learn to get over some of their anger, and we teach them not to be selfish, and we teach them how to be good human beings, and after a while, they really bring joy to our lives, and a phone call from your child can brighten your day. Amen. And just when they can walk through the door and the day that was gray and dreary, suddenly there's some sunshine in it because we love our children. Amen. And when they call us and talk to us and call us mom and dad and we have conversations, it brightens us and lightens us. And so it is with God. The Bible said that God's pleasure is His people. God likes to hear from you. I don't understand that. That's a mystery that far surpasses my understanding. But I just take it today on the biblical record that God likes to hear from me. Everybody here likes praise. You may be uncomfortable with it, but you like it. Amen. You like for people to say, my, you're looking good today. Amen. That's one interpretation. Now, thank you for that. Amen. I appreciate your optimism. Amen. Just doing the best we can with what we got, but thank you for your input there. I appreciate that. Amen. It always makes you feel good when people compliment you and say good things about you. We like praise. God loves praise. Amen. And God deserves praise. Amen. And so this book gives us some great insight on praising God. I like to praise the Lord. How about you? First of all, when we praise God, it needs to be joyful. Amen. It ought to be joyful when you praise the Lord. The Bible said, clap your hands. Amen. There are some churches that will nearly get you thrown out. Amen. But you ought to. The Bible said to clap your hands. What does hand clapping mean? What does it mean when somebody claps their hands? First of all, it's approval, isn't it? Praise the Lord. It's a sign of appreciation. When somebody walks in the room that you approve of and appreciate, you're just something about clapping your hands to that individual. Amen. It gives a stamp of appreciation to a person. It also is a sign of joy. Isn't it interesting to watch a little child clap their hands and they don't know what they're doing, but they just get excited about something and just they clap their hands. It's instinctive. Amen. On a football field, you'll see people clap their hands and stomp their feet and whistle and all of those things because it's an emotion that's in us. And when we approve of something, we just drive. You know, the right team gets the ball and they head toward the right goal line. And people get all excited and they clap their hands and they jump on their feet and they wave their arms and they get red in the face. And yeah, over a pigskin. Amen. And then they go home and they go to church and they sit there like a bump on a log saying, I'm not an emotional person. But I think it just depends on what moves you. Amen. I think we ought to get joyful when we worship God. Amen. There ought to be some approval and some appreciation and some absolute pure joy in our worship of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then we need to, worship of God ought to be universal. The Bible said, clap hands, all ye people. Amen. Everybody ought to clap their hands to the Lord. Amen. Everybody, the young and the old, amen. Everybody ought to clap their hands to the Lord. Amen. I had a friend one day, and he went fishing. And you know how it is sometimes fishing. You know, you get hooks in your hands, and you come back, and your hands are hurting. You know, I don't know if you've ever done that, but you come, you know, are bleeding, and you got little scratches and cuts, and you've been finned a few times. And he came to church that night, and he couldn't clap his hands because his hands hurt. And he'd clap his hands, and he'd say, ouch, I'm not going to do that. And then it dawned on him. He said, if I can go out all day with a bunch of stinking fish, when I come to church, I don't care if it hurts or it doesn't hurt. I'm going to clap my hands to the glory of God. And he just began to clap those old stinking hands just as hard as he could because he realized that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords deserves our worship and deserves our praise. Don't you go fishing and then come to church and you can't praise God. Amen. Don't you go play football and come in all sore and stove up and think you can't worship God. I don't care how much you hurt. You need to get up on your feet. You need to raise your sore arms. You need to stand on your sore legs. That's all your fault. It's not his fault. But he still deserves all of our praise. And we should worship him with every fiber that's in our being. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We ought to praise the Lord with all we can. Amen. I know that time brings some limitations. I understand. Amen. I understand that as we get older, our bodies have limitations. Amen. I think it was Billy Sunday made the statement. He said, you know, he said, as long as I got a fist, I'm going to fight the devil. And if I don't have a fist and I don't have hands, he said, I'm going to kick the devil with my feet. And if I don't have any feet, he said, I'm going to bite the devil with my teeth. And if I don't have any teeth, I'm going to gum him to death. Yeah, that's my kind of person. He's got some fire in his belly. He's got some spirit in his bones. He's got some passion about serving and worshiping and praising God. Amen. We need, this is a universal thing. He said, clap your hands, all you people. Psalm 150 and verse 6 said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. If you're breathing today, you ought to be praising. I said, if you're breathing, you ought to be praising. Anybody breathing today? If you quit, let us know. We'll try to get you some help. Amen. But if you're breathing, you ought to be praising. Amen. Prayer ought to be vocal. Amen. I'm reading the Bible here, folks. I don't know what Bible some folks read, but I'm reading the one God gave us. And after it said, talk about clapping hands, it said, shout unto God. Amen. Now, that'll get you kicked out of some churches, too. But it's in the Bible, isn't it? It's in the Bible. There ought to be place in services for shouting. Amen. And guess what? Round here we got some time for that. Yeah, we do. You're a little quiet this morning. Hope you get warmed up by tonight.
Amen. Amen.
There's a reason people don't like to lead Sunday morning service. There's a reason people like to preach Sunday night. I don't really understand this. But why is it that we have a hard time getting plugged in Sunday morning, but we're ready to go by Sunday night? Why is it that our praise on Sunday morning tends to be subdued? Is God different? Do we worship a Sunday morning God that's different than Sunday night God? I don't think so. Amen. Why is it? What is it about us that Sunday morning, oh, I'm a little bit sleepy? That shouldn't be an excuse. I'm a little bit tired, but you just got through sleeping all night. For goodness sakes. You ought to be really rested Sunday morning. Amen. Praise God. But we just need to understand that God deserves our praise, and we need to be vocal about it.
Yes.
The Bible said, shout unto the Lord. I don't know what you think about shouts, but to me that means loud.
Amen.
Out loud. Use your outside voice. Amen. I like it when people worship the Lord out loud. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I like it when we sing and we sing out loud. I like it whenever we pray and we pray out loud. Amen. I'd like it if you outprayed the pulpit. But so many times we take 15 minutes taking prayer requests and 20 seconds praying. Talk about a pet peeve. Yeah, that's my pet peeve. If you're going to take 2 minutes to give a prayer request, you ought to pray about it for at least 2 minutes. Shake your head like this right here. That makes sense, Brother Grissom. Anybody know what I'm talking about here tonight? Amen. We take 15 minutes. We get all the prayer requests. Then everybody bows their head and lets the preacher pray. Ought not to be. Ought not to be. Ought not to be. Yeah, man, you can pray out loud. Well, God's not deaf. He ain't nervous either. You ought to pray out loud. Amen. If you don't know how to pray, listen and say, ditto. Yes, Lord. Just what he said. Amen. Amen. To that too. God, if that's all you can do, do it. Amen. Learn how to pray. Pray out loud. Worship out loud. Praise God out loud. Amen. If a hallelujah can't come out, Lord, why put it there way back? When you say hallelujah, make it a loud one. Make it a vocal one. Let people hear your praise. Let heaven hear your praise. Let hell hear your praise. Let God hear your praise. Let angels hear your praise. Let people hear your praise. Let the devil hear your praise. Amen. According to the Bible, praise is vocal. You read about heaven, it's not going to be a quiet place. I never have understood why people think church is supposed to be quiet. I don't understand that. Quiet makes me nervous. Always has. Amen. I like noise. It's easier to stay awake. But a guy one time, we were building on the church in Raymondville, and a guy just stopped me one day. We were building, he just stopped and helped us all day. And he said, I'll be there in the morning. He told me, he said, I always like to come to church on Sunday morning. He said, it's a good place for me to take a nap. I said, well, great, come sleep here tomorrow. And so he come in Sunday morning and he sat back there on the pew and he never could get comfortable. Amen. Because there was a whole lot of shouting going on. He couldn't worship but sleep when we sang. He couldn't sleep when we were worshiping and praying, and he sure couldn't sleep when I was preaching. It was miserable. He finally left. He couldn't get comfortable. No matter what he did. That's the way church ought to be. There ought to be some shouting going on. There ought to be some vocal, loud praises going forth. Yeah, I mean, that's in the Bible anyway. And then it shouldn't just be loud, but it needs to be triumphant. Anger's loud, but it's not triumphant. Grief is loud, but it's not triumphant. When we praise God, it needs to be a shout of triumph. You know what a shout of triumph is?
Yes.
Amen. That's exactly, you know, somebody's got the ball. It's just a few seconds, you know, and the clock's running out. And all of a sudden, they shoot the ball and everybody's real quiet. It arcs up in the air. It hits the rim. It bounces up. Hits the other side of the rim. Bounces up. Hits the backboard. Bounces up. Everybody's quiet. And all of a sudden, it drops through the net. And then there's a shout of triumph! People jump to their feet and they scream. Amen. And if you do that for a basketball, you ought to be able to do that for the Lord. Amen. You ought to be told, God, I thank you because you brought me out and you kept me through the day and you brought me through the trial and you brought me through the tempest and you got my back the other day. God, I got to give you the praise. And it ought to be a shout of triumph when you praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, I don't think you're going to preach like that, preacher. You don't got to be quite so loud. I can't help myself. Amen. I'm going to get loud. I'm going to be triumphant because I believe in the God that I'm talking about. Amen. Praise ought to be real frequent. I got that idea when I read that sixth verse. Let's look at it again. Verse number 6. I think you'll get it too. Let's look at it. It says, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto God. Sing praises. I'm getting a pattern here. You get that?
Yeah.
Seems prominent. Predominant. Amen. I'm getting the idea that he wants us to sing praises.
That's right.
And what if I can't sing? Well, just spit it on out anyway.
Amen.
Amen. It's okay. There'll be enough people around you that can drown you out, hopefully. If not, that's all. Just don't get in the microphone. Let me say that again. Just don't get in the microphone, but sing.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise.
Amen. So just go ahead and sing. Amen. You know what they do in Colombia if they can't sing well? They just sing loud.
That's right.
What they make up in quality, they make up in quantity. Amen. That goes for instruments too. Amen. But that's all right. Sing praises. Sing praises. Hallelujah. We have superlatives in English. We say loud, louder, loudest. Right? We say good, better, best. Those are superlatives we use in our language. It denotes that some things are better than other things. It's always going up. The Hebrew language doesn't have that pattern. So in order to denote something in Hebrew that is a superlative, they just repeat it. Remember Jesus, when he was teaching, he'd say, verily, verily. He'd repeat that two times. Or truthfully, truthfully. He'd say it two times. That was to get their attention. What he said, what I'm fixing to tell you is really true. Amen. And when the angels, you remember in heaven when Isaiah saw the angels before the Lord, and what were they doing? They were saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. That's a superlative. In other words, they're saying he is the holiest. He is the highest. He is the greatest. There's nothing above him. There's nothing beyond him. And so when we read in this book and it keeps repeating, sing praises, sing praises, sing praises, sing praises. It's to emphasize that we ought to sing praises unto the Lord. Amen. That's what it's all about, folks. We're supposed to sing praise unto the Lord. And then it said, sing with understanding. Amen. I like words to songs that say something. There's a reason that Amazing Grace is the most recorded song in history. Did you know the song Amazing Grace has been recorded since people started recording? It's been recorded over 6,000 times by 6,000 different artists. Wow. No other song even comes close. Wow. Yes, Bing Crosby sold more White Christmas than anybody else. Amen. But if you put all 6,000 Amazing Grace songs together, there's no telling how many that sold. There's a reason for that. Because it says something. And you can't help it when you sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Amen. I was blind, but now I see. And when you sing that, it's got some meaning to it. And you understand what you're singing. And it brings something into your spirit. Amen. That's the kind of song that's going to live on. Some of these Jesus Is My Girlfriend songs are pretty for a while, but then they'll go away. And pretty soon, nobody will even know what you're talking about. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Some songs are just songs. They're popular for a beat or something. I never figure some of them out why they're popular. Amen. And I do like different. I'm not a person that's all one genre. I can appreciate all kinds of music. I really do. Amen. But it's got to say something. And Jesus has got to be at the heart of it. You want to sing something. You know, people sometimes they'll get up and they'll sing a song and they'll say, nobody liked my song. Well, maybe they didn't like what you sung about. You want to get the church excited? Let me tell you what to sing about. Sing about the name. Sing about the blood. Sing about the love of God. Just sing about God. Just sing about Jesus Christ. Some folks not going to get too excited. You get up there singing about something else. Don't sing about your trials. Don't sing about your tribulations. Don't sing about your heartache. Don't sing about your trouble. Amen. Sing about the victory. Sing about the power of God. Amen. Sing about the blood of Jesus Christ. You study the hymns of the church, and those are the themes that make songs live.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's something you can sing that's got understanding in it. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. The fullness of the Godhead, it's all in Him. It is all in Him. Yes, it's all in Him. The mighty God is Jesus, and it's all in Him. Emmanuel, God with us. Jehovah, Lord of hosts. The omnipresent Spirit who fills the universe. He's the advocate, the high priest, the lamb for sinners slain, the author of redemption. Oh, glory to His name. You see, you sing that with understanding. You understand what I'm saying? That's got some punch. That's got some meaning. That's got some life. It's got some meat. Amen. Hallelujah. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. You see, those songs, they got something in them that move people.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's all right. Am I still in the Bible here? Am I too far afield? I'm not against contemporary songs. I believe that a contemporary song can in time become a classic song. If it says something, it will. So I'm not against that. There's some beautiful songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's the presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord. You see, that says something, doesn't it? That says something. That speaks to us. That moves us. Amen. When we sing songs like that, you sing with understanding. It does something to you. It moves you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so he said, when you sing, sing with understanding. When you're going to sing a song, somebody asks you to sing a special. Amen. You find something that's got some meat in it. You find something that really says something. And you sing, you practice that song until you understand it. And then when you get ready to stand up there, you can spit out those words and you can sing it with understanding. Amen. And when you sing with understanding, it reaches people. It does something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody, does that make sense to anybody here at all? Amen. If it doesn't matter anyway, we're through with that now. We're going on. Amen. So you can get unmad and we'll talk about it later. Psalm 150 verse 1 said, praise God in the sanctuary. Everybody say in the sanctuary. Amen. You want a word to praise God? Praise Him right here. When you get in the sanctuary, praise God. When you come in the door, start praising God. On the way to your pew, you praise God. Amen. If you're one of those marchers, you praise God while you're marching. If you're a stander, you praise God while you're standing. If you're a sitter, you praise God while you're sitting. If you're a layer downer, praise God while you're laying down. Just praise God. But as long as you're in the sanctuary, praise God. And then he said, it said, praise Him in the firmament of His power. Where's the firmament of His power? Everywhere else. Amen. Praise Him when you're in your house. Praise Him when you're in your car. Praise Him when you're in the school. Praise Him when you're at the job. Praise Him when you're in the grocery store. Praise Him while you're on vacation. Praise Him while you're at work. Just praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise is always in order. Now that doesn't mean it always has to be loud. There's a time to praise God quietly. Amen. It's not really the best to praise God real loud while the people are sleeping. Unless you're not where they're sleeping. But if you're laying beside your mate and they're trying to sleep and you feel the spirit of praise, it's best not to set up in the middle of the bed and, Hallelujah! They may have a heart attack. And you'll spend the rest of the night in the hospital. But you can lay there quietly and you can say, thank you, Jesus. You're so good. I love you, Lord. And then if it really gets to moving, get out of bed and go somewhere down the basement or out in the pasture or in the car and then just get with it. Amen. But praise the Lord. And we can praise God everywhere. In the heavens, in the earth. Praise God. And then verse number 2 said, praise Him for. Everybody say, for. You want to know what to praise God for? His mighty acts. Amen. Praise Him for His provision. Praise Him for His love. Praise Him for His mercy. Praise Him for His grace. Praise Him for salvation. Praise Him for healing. Praise Him for deliverance. Praise Him for everything. Praise Him for, praise Him for, praise Him for His mighty acts. And then it teaches us this. It said, praise Him according to His excellent greatness. What if I can't think of anything to praise the Lord for, brother? Then praise Him because He's great. How long and how much? Because according to His excellent greatness. How great is He? If He's a little bit great, praise Him a little bit. If He's a whole lot great, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. That's what eternity's for. It's because we can't praise Him enough in time. We need an eternity to be able to praise God and thank God for all that He is and all that He's done. Amen. And then it said we praise Him with the trumpet, the psaltery harp, the timbrel, the dance, stringed instruments and organs, loud cymbals, high-sounding cymbals. We praise Him with instruments. We praise Him with organs and keyboards and pianos and guitars and trumpets and flutes and saxophones and clarinets and drums and anything you can get your hands on. I've been in countries where they just get a ring and just make some wire and cut out some pieces of tin cans and stick on there and beat it together like a tambourine because that's all they've got. I've been in places where they'll just get a stick and they'll cut some notches in it, and they'll get another stick and they'll rub that back and forth just to make noise to the Lord, because that's what they want to do. They don't have any instruments. They don't have any guitars. They don't have anything else. But they've got something in their hands, and they're making a joyful noise unto the Lord. There's something in the heart of human beings that we want to praise God. Amen. Let's stand together. I'm not through, but I got to quit. I may have to finish this later. Amen. This is good stuff, but I just got to slow down. Amen. Hallelujah. That was point one. I'm ready to point two. But you know, it's a good thing we have service in Canton. It kind of regulates the pastor a little bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's praise God with purpose.
Amen.
Let's praise God with purpose.
That's right.
Amen. You know, there's a difference. What's the difference in praise and flattery? They're very similar. They sound the same. When somebody flatters you, it sounds the same as if they're praising you. If somebody wants to flatter God, it sounds the same as praising God. Here's how you know the difference. Motive. What is the motive? If the motive is to gain something or get something, that's flattery. But if the motive is simply to give something, that's praise. If it's acknowledge and approval, amen. And if it's thanksgiving and gratitude, that's praise. But if it's, I'll just show up and I'll worship God some way because I need a blessing in my life. I need something in my life. And so I'll come to God as long as I need something. That borders on flattery. But if your motive's pure, we all know we got to get to God first, right?
Amen.
All of us. We got to get to God first.
Yes.
But after you get to God, then you need to praise. You need to praise because of what He has, according to for His mighty acts, according to His excellent greatness. Amen. I love that verse because you know what that tells me? That tells me when I come to church and I don't feel like praising God and I'm not worthy. I've heard people say this, Brother Grissom, I'm not worthy to praise God. No, you're not. And neither is anybody else. If you wait till you get worthy to praise God, you'll never praise God. So you don't praise God because you're worthy. You praise God because He's worthy. You don't praise God because you're good. You praise God because He's good. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about Him. Amen. And that's how we praise God, according to His excellent greatness. I come into His presence because He's God. And I worship Him because He's God. And I worship Him because He's good. And I worship Him because He's merciful. And I worship Him because He's kind. And I worship Him because He's generous. And I worship Him because of His loving kindness. And I worship Him because of His patience and His long suffering. And all of the good things about God. That's how I worship Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think we ought to praise the Lord today. Has somebody got a praise in your heart?
Yeah.
Hey, has somebody got some worship in your heart? Amen. I think you ought to. That's all right. Clap your hands, all you people. Amen. Lift your voice. He said, shout with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Anybody got anything here today you could shout about? Anybody got anything here you could praise God for? Anybody think of something that the Lord has done? Something that is worthy to be worshipped and praised for? Hallelujah, God. I thank You because I have life. I thank You because I have health. I thank You because I have liberty. I thank You because I have salvation. I thank You because I have breath. I thank You, God, because I have strength. I thank You because of Your purity. I thank You because of Your righteousness. I thank You because of Your goodness. I thank You because of Your power. I thank You because of Your love and Your mercy and Your grace and Your patience. I've so much, oh God, to thank You for. Time will not suffice.
to praise God for all of your goodness and your mercy to us, your people. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Amen. Amen. We ought to be able to leave this house today with praise in our heart. Amen. While you're eating your lunch, you need to be praising God. While you're driving home, you need to be praising God. If you were arguing on your way over here, don't argue on your way home. Amen. Leave your argument past, and you praise God on the way home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You take praise into your house, it'll change your household. My. I'm through preaching, and I'm getting ready to meddle a little bit, but I'm trying to hush. Just let me say this, and then I'll stop, okay? Do you want to transform your house?
Yeah.
You want to transform your home?
Yeah.
Tell you what to do. Instead of arguing with one another and criticizing one another, amen, and finding fault with one another, amen, you kick that out and you put praise in its place. And when you get some old negative thoughts, you rearrange that and say, I'm not thinking like that. And that's the old me. The new me is going to think about praise. Instead of complaining about what I don't have, I'm going to thank God for what I do have. I'm talking about how to transform your life. Instead of just seeing faults in your mate, you did marry him, you know. Hello? Unless you took them on as a self-help project. You saw some good there one time. If your mate's saved, you need to be seeing the love of God in them. You need to start looking for the good in them. Amen. Praise God. You can pray goodness into them. Yes, you can. You can't gripe goodness into them. You can't complain goodness into them. You can't criticize goodness into them. But you can praise and pray goodness into them. Amen. Now I'm through. Amen. That extra didn't cost anything. You've already given the offering. So, amen. Praise the Lord. You put praise in your house. How many are going to try to do that today? You're going to try to do that. I know it's going to take an effort. Amen. But you take this home. And you start putting praise in your house. Amen. It's going to make a difference. Amen. I promise you, if you'll do that this afternoon, when you get here tonight, you talk about being wired. We're going to have to scrape you off the ceiling. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you're going to be climbing all day long. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know why our services sometimes are slow getting started? We got to scrape you up off the floor before we can get going. Some people are so low we got to dig a hole to get to you. Amen. But you get in here and you already been praising and you already been thanking God. Amen. We ready to take off. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's the difference in a road and a runway. You know what a runway is, right? There's a difference in a road and a runway. If you're on a road, a mile is a mile. But once you leave a runway, you can go anywhere in the world. Amen. Praise God. A runway is just to get you going, but once you get airborne, you're not tied anymore to a road. Now you can go anywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's come back tonight. Let's come back on the runway. You ready? Amen. I'm gonna hush. I'm not through. That's real hard. I'm trying to shut up. Amen. But I'm going to. God, thank you for a beautiful service today. Thank you for talking to us and helping us. Help us to apply what we've heard, what we've learned here this morning. Help us to take this home with us. Help us to practice it all afternoon. And then help us to get back here tonight, geared up and ready to go. Amen. For part two. We thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. God bless you. Thank you so very much. Greet one another. Amen. Give away some smiles and handshakes. We'll see you in a little bit.